Rebel Yell Podcast, Trib Live High School Sports Network. We are concluding our coverage of the 2023-2024 WPIAL basketball season by saluting our WPIAL boys, plural, players of the year. Well, we have one of them with us. Familiar face. He was just on with us last week. They call him B-Baw. It's Brandon Cummings of Lincoln Park. His running mate, Malik Thomas, is also a HSSN Player of the Year, co-players of the year. I am strictly against co-players of the year in a lot of things, but really, how could you choose between these two tremendous basketball players that helped Lincoln Park to another WPIL championship and a PIAA championship? All right, Brandon, pressure's on you. You got to speak for both you and Malik now, but we appreciate you joining us again.
Thank you for having me.
All right, where's Malik? You got to speak for him now, so where is he?
He's probably busy doing something. He had a busy life, so.
So not as he's got it busier than you right now?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. We'll let that go. When you hear, and I know you've probably heard it, you probably read about it, you and Malik, known as the dynamic duo. When you think of famous dynamic duos, at least I do, I think of, you know, Batman and Robin. So if that's who we're comparing this to, who's Batman and who's Robin in the Lincoln Park dynamic duo?
I think we're both Batman. I don't think there's, you know, one's over the other. I think we both, you know, do a lot of things really well, and obviously we're brothers, so I think we're both Batman, if you can call it that.
All right. No, I'll accept that. I was sort of putting you on the spot a little bit, and you came out of that very nicely. Well done. It's like you were trapped in the corner and you somehow got away and laid it up and in. So what makes Malik as good as he is?
I mean, I think aside from, you know, being 6'5", being athletic, gifted in that, he put a lot of work in the gym, and he's worked since he was a little kid. So hard work equals his talent. So he put a lot of hard work in. That's why he's the player that he is today.
You mentioned that you guys are like brothers. How has that relationship grown over the last few years with you guys playing, you know, with each other?
It's just brought us closer. I mean, we won a lot of games together, obviously a lot of championships. But, you know, just aside from basketball, we spent a lot of time together. So over the however many years we've known each other, we've just got closer every single year.
So did you know him before you guys were teammates at Lincoln Park?
Yeah, we played AAU basketball together whenever we were younger.
Okay. So that probably had to be pretty neat when he decided to play at Lincoln Park. You, of course, are a lifer with the Leopards, and so much accomplished, especially the last 2 years, but really throughout both of your careers. Is there a highlight? Let me ask you this way first. Is there a moment you remember of Malik doing something fantastic that, you know, sort of left your jaw hanging and you thought, man, that's incredible?
Yeah, there's been so many moments where he's done something crazy and I'm like, oh my goodness. But there's like there's some plays that we run where, you know, I'll set like a go screen for him and he'll act like he's going off the screen and then attack downhill and he'll go and just rise up and dunk. He gets so high, and I'll just look like, yo, that was crazy. Like, and I got to get back and play defense. Like, that didn't just happen. But in the back of my mind, it's like, that just happened. That's crazy.
How much coaching do you guys do? I mean, Mike Bariski, tip your cap to him. I think a lot of people who really don't know think when there's a talented team that all the coach has to do is roll the basketballs out, and then his job is done. That is obviously not the case. But there are times where you guys sort of seem to take over and are dictating what's going on out on the floor, a coach, you know, two coaches on the floor, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, we both know the game really well. So obviously our coaches do the best that they can to put us in the right situations and give us the right opportunities. But there's just sometimes whenever the game is moving where the coaches can't really say anything to you. And it's kind of like the players got to go out there and play basketball. And I think me and Malik, we're really good at knowing where everybody's supposed to be, knowing the offenses, knowing the defensive sets, and making sure everybody's in the right place.
You know, it's funny. I don't think I mentioned this in our podcast last week. We had the three coaches, our teams of the week were the three championship teams. So the three coaches from Lincoln Park, Aliquippa, and Imani Christian were on it. And Coach Bariski was talking about you. And he mentioned the fact that, you know, I guess you we talked about this, some of the incredible shots that you take, and there, you know, there are no boundaries for you. And somebody must have asked him, probably post game in the state championship, about some of the shots you were taking. And coach was like, I mean, what am I going to do? He's making them. What do you want me to yell at him and say, don't take that shot? I mean, he makes them from anywhere on the floor. I assume both you and Malik got green lights to do what you need to do out there offensively.
Yeah, we got the extreme green light. If we feel like a shot is a good shot for us, it's probably a shot that we've worked on before. So any shot that we shoot, we feel like is a good shot. Maybe if it doesn't go in, the coaches put their hands up like, well, how do you shoot that? But to us, it's like we work on those shots. So we feel very comfortable taking them in a game.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, it's not just, you know, pot luck or whatever when it goes in. You guys do put a lot of work on dynamic shots everywhere on the floor. So you guys are ready for any situation. We talked about your defensive mindset and how it blossomed in the postseason this year. How's Malik's defensive game overall?
He's a great defender. He has all the tools he needs to be an amazing defender, an elite defender. And he wants to be a defender. I think that's the most important part.
Right.
He likes taking the matchup. He likes guarding the best player. And he does that while also doing what he does on offense. So, you know, it goes that's why he's such a top, a highly recruited recruit, because he does that. Like, he likes to play offense and defense. So defensively, he's really good in that, right?
Is he a talker out there?
Say it again.
Is he a talker out there on the floor during the game?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He like I said, he tries to make sure everybody's in their right spot, so he's always communicating.
Well, I'm not talking about boosting teammates. I'm talking about talking a little trash. who talks between the two of you, who talks the most trash?
Definitely him. It's definitely him. Like, he'll be on the free throw line while he's shooting free throws, and he'll be talking trash on the free throw line, and I think it's hilarious.
That's tremendous. Now, is he the biggest talker on the team, or is there someone else that talks even more than him?
That's a great question. Everybody on my team talks a lot, if I'm being honest with you, because we're all so competitive. So I think Mikey talks a lot, Dante talks a lot. So it's probably them three, or they talk a lot.
So you're kind of quiet then, right?
I am quiet, but I mean, sometimes whenever I'm into the game, I'll talk a little bit, but I'm not like a crazy trash talker.
It's one of those where if the bear is poked, the bear is going to come after you, right?
For sure. I mean, the bear is always he's always out there, but, you know, I don't have to bring it out all the time.
Oh, that's awesome. That's what separates the elite from everybody else.
Right.
The bear is always out there. Talking to Brandon Cummings of Lincoln Park, he and Malik Thomas are our Trib HSSN co-players of the year. You have played your last game at Lincoln Park. You will be playing hopefully very, very quickly at the University of Pittsburgh come next season. How do you think with Malik now is a junior, so he has another year left. What's your forecast? What do you think the Leopards are going to do without you and your fellow seniors next year?
They should still be a really elite team. Like, if Malik's on the team, like, obviously it's going to be a good team just because he's such a great player. So, I mean, I got them winning the championship. I'm never going to root against them. So I got them beating everybody in the state. So I feel like they're still going to be a very elite squad.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now, let me ask you, and I would have asked him if he would have showed up. And I'm not looking for any scoop. So if you know something or you're not supposed to say anything, that's fine. I'm not looking to dig anything up. But we have seen elite basketball players in this area sort of drift off to bigger and more high-profile schools to finish out their scholastic career. Is that a possibility for him?
I mean, anything's a possibility for him. I mean, we can say he going to the league straight out of high school. We don't know. Nobody knows. So, right. I mean, obviously I want him to do what he feels is best in his heart, and I want the best for him. So whatever he chooses to do, I'll be happy for him.
That's awesome. And if he chooses the University of Pittsburgh, that's awesome too, right?
I'll be even happier.
Malik Thomas, Brandon Cummings, our Triv HSSN Players of the Year. Have you had a chance now that the season is over? Because I know during the season, it's just you're constantly looking ahead. And you don't really have a chance to reflect. We talked sort of last week about, you know, your high school career. But have you really thought at all about your legacy? Because it's a legit thing. It's a real thing. And you will go down as one of the greats. And I'm not just talking about Lincoln Park. I'm talking about, you know, the entire WPIA. Have you had a chance to reflect on that kind of thing?
It's kind of weird because I know what my resume is, so I understand that, like, yeah, I'm going to go down as one of the greatest, and I'm super proud of myself for that. But I haven't really, like, sat down and thought about, you know, every moment, every, you know, accomplishment. I haven't really got a chance to sit down and think, like, dang, like, this, I'm really one of the greatest, like that. I haven't really sat down, but I do understand that my name's probably going to be in those conversations.
Yep, and Malik will as well, no question about it. I'm going to give you some of Malik's stats for this season, and you tell me what is the most impressive to you. He averaged 22.7 points per game, and when you consider that your average is way up there as well, that's kind of impressive. 10.4 rebounds per game, 5.5 assists per game, and 3.2 steals per game. What jumps out to you? What do you think for you is the most impressive part of those numbers put up by Malik?
I think it's the steals, honestly, because I think the thing that will 1,000% translate at the next level is defense. Like, if you can defend, you can defend, just as simple as that. So for him to be averaging that many steals a game, it shows that he's a great two-way player. And I think that's just, as a basketball mind, that's the most impressive to me.
250 points away from 2,000 for his career. He has been spectacular, to say the least. And hopefully we get a chance to watch him another year next season. All right. So now you get some more loaded questions, some fun questions, so we can learn even more about the man they call Bebaugh. What's your favorite social media platform?
Snapchat.
Okay. Now, do you participate or do you just check it out?
Snapchat? It's like a communication app. So I talk to a lot of people on there.
All right. Well, as you can tell, I have no idea what's happening. There you go. You don't do the TikTok thing?
No, I don't even have TikTok. Okay.
Smart. All right. And I apologize if I asked this last week. Dream vacation. Now, what I want is the place you'd like to return to that you've already been to on vacation, and a place you've never been to, but you've really heard a lot of good things about.
I want to return to the Bahamas. I went to the Bahamas whenever I was, like, really young. And I want to go to, I'll say, Hawaii. Mm. I've heard a lot of good things about Hawaii, and it's really far, so I want to experience that.
It's very far. Yes, I totally agree with you. All right, so they're having Brandon Cummings Day in Midland, and they're, like, you know, giving you the key to the city and all that. And they're like, we're going to prepare your favorite meal. You tell us what it is. We're going to prepare it for you. What's your favorite meal?
Favorite meal? I'm a simple guy, so I want to say like French fries and chicken tenders, but if it's like a crazy event, I'll say some sort of hibachi, like fried rice, chicken. All right. Yeah.
All right. That's good. I mean, dude, I'm simple too. So you had me sold with the tenders and the fries. Pizza topping, favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni for sure.
Okay. Favorite kind of pie?
Sweet potato pie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite kind of cookie?
Snickerdoodle.
All right, that's a good one. Cake. How about favorite kind of cake?
Ice cream cake.
Vanilla?
Yeah, vanilla. Yeah.
Rank these. Steelers, Penguins, Pirates. Rank them.
You said the Steelers, Penguins, and Pirates?
Correct.
What do you mean rank them? As in like who's well, the
your
best?
Favorite. Your favorite to your least favorite.
Okay. Steelers, Pirates, Penguins.
Okay. Now, I want you to rank these, and there's some flexibility there. Bowling, golf, could be miniature golf, tennis, and it could be pickleball if that's something you do, or video games. Those are your four choices: video games, tennis, golf, bowling.
You said from my favorite to least favorite?
Right.
All right. Video games, bowling, golf, tennis, or mini golf, tennis.
Have you ever played tennis?
No.
Something tells me that you're athletic enough you could pull it off. But you mentioned video games. What's your favorite video game to play?
Probably Madden football.
Okay, you pretty good?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right, so if you're playying Malik, who wins?
I think I played him before and I won, so I'm going with me.
All right, that's good. You told us last week you have a certain routine before a game. You know, mm-hmm. don't bother Biba when he's in that routine. But do you listen to music at all when you're getting ready for a game?
No, like surprisingly, everybody I know listens to music, but like I just can't, like not before, maybe on the bus ride to the game, right. But not like whenever I'm doing my quietness, I can't listen to music.
What's your favorite artist when you like say on the bus coming home or going to the game?
Oh, it's a lot. I like Meek Mill, Kendrick Lamar, some Drake songs, okay. J. Cole, just rap, any type mm-hmm. of rap.
Any superstitions beside that little thing you go through before the game? Do you have any other game day superstitions?
Not that I know of. Maybe I do. Maybe somebody can tell me something that I do, but not any that I know of.
All right. Yeah, sometimes you don't notice that you're doing mm-hmm. something over and over and over again until somebody points it out to you. Famous person. And they could be alive or they could be passed away. Famous person that you'd like to have dinner with?
Kobe Bryant.
You know, that's funny. We had Elena Rocco was our girls basketball player of the year from North Catholic. She said the exact same thing, Kobe Bryant. And finally, how long can Biba go without his phone before he starts getting the jitters?
Probably like a few hours, honestly.
So if I took it away about 4 or 5 hours later, you'd be hurting.
Yeah, because I don't like to watch like movies or anything, so I need some type of entertainment.
All right, there you go. That's fair. Brandon, we appreciate it. Not only the time that you gave us last week, you are our final player of the week, but here today. I'm just as impressed with you as a human as I'm impressed with you as a basketball player. Nothing but success to you. Nothing but success to Malik as well as he prepares for his senior season. Chris, let throw up that photo that you had showed us. There it is, huh?
Like that. I love
it. Who has the better hair again?
We both got great hair.
All right. I like yours. I like yours better, but nothing against Malik. I don't want him getting mad at me. But, all right. That's enough of that. Good stuff. So for Malik Thomas and Brandon Cummings and our producer, Chris Lackner, I'm Don Rebel. We thank you for joining us. Rebel Yell Podcast on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.